Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is here to preview her first Friday opening titled Beyond the Pale at the Juno Arts and Culture Center this Friday night. Welcome, oil painter Mary Henriksen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. So good to be here. I'm loving the new studio.
I know. We are in the new Studio K here at KTOO Public Media. New lights, new acoustic treatments. It feels pretty
swell
good.
Swell digs.
Yeah. Room for music over there behind you. We're excited
Bring
to
in the
be
band.
Here. All right. So you are going to open Beyond the Pale this Friday at the Jack. Most of the shows start around 4:30. Does that sound
That's
about
correct,
right?
4:30 to 7.
The reception. You're an oil painter, among other things, Ketchikan-based. Is that right?
That's correct.
I'm looking at your resume here. You've spent time on the North Slope. You worked on the pipeline?
Mm-hmm. I worked building the pipeline. Almost single-handedly, but
just no. the Mary Henriksen pipeline,
yeah.
The Alaska Marine Highway, fishing industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've taught at Ketchikan Community College and the University of Alaska Southeast.
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
You have a studio in Ketchikan?
I have a studio, and I'm in the process of building a new studio at a cabin site that I have.
Okay. And you've done some writing and some other stuff, but we're going to focus on oil painting today,
yes,
right?
I can't wait for the show to open. I have 16 new works.
And it's called Beyond the Pale. Tell us about that title.
Well, I had heard the expression Beyond the Pale, and it always sounds like, oh, it's just horrible. Well, it's more than that. It's an expression that comes from Old England or Old Ireland, depending on which Wikipedia page you pull up. And it's the fence outside the safe boundaries of the castle walls. And so it's a fence, and there was usually a gate, of course, and the gate was painted white, therefore it's called the Pale. And beyond that pale was danger. And it was fraught with danger in those days. They had deep forests in Europe at that time, and there were bears and people and bandits and all kinds of ne'er-do-wells. And so beyond the pale was danger, and that's what the show is about. Environmentally, it's pushing the envelope to the point of no return. And actually, it's when you step off the beach and go into the deep forest, you get a sense that you're in another world, in another time, and sometimes in a different place. And that's beyond the pale. Sometimes it's dangerous.
Okay. At ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, I have about three of your pieces on our website. And we're looking at a piece right now together. If you could describe this one for our listeners.
Sure. This is a series I did called the Blue Tarp Series. Excuse me. And it relates to a certain era of time in Ketchikan specifically. And I'm sure it happened elsewhere in Alaska, where young men and women would come up from different parts of the country and fit, young, brave, and not realize the tricks of the tongass and the tricks that the tongass can play on you, like following a stream downhill will always take you to water. Well, sometimes it takes you into another deep valley. And specifically in Ketchikan, we had a pretty active Coast Guard base there, and young men would come up and they'd say, oh, this is beautiful. I think I'll take a walk. And they would never come back. Mm. And they'd send out the Ketchikan Rescue Squad. And in those days, they didn't have GPS. They didn't have the beacon locators. And so many times it was to no avail, and I always felt sad for the families back home for the reasons that they were on an adventure and it turned out so badly.
And this is an oil. Describe some of the colors in this piece for our listeners.
This is a blue tarp. It's cerulean blue. It's sky blue, and it's hanging behind some glazed, well, it's hemlocks and cedars and a dark spruce that are glazed with colors, a lot of underpainting. Behind it is a sunrise or a sunset, bright colors, a cad yellow and a cad orange, and of course they're glazed with different magentas. I also have negative and positive spaces there to confuse the eye as one walks through it, and when I do the underpainting, all of my paintings have two or three layers, or three or four layers. do the underpainting, and then I'll throw up masking tape everywhere, and then I'll do a painting on that and then take off some masking tape and put on more. So it has these layers, and you're peeking through, for example, that thick spruce tree into a field of color that is a deep blue and orange that acts against its each other as complementary colors and tends to vibrate. And you also have the sun peeking through these trees that recede into the background to become the mystery.
All right. Like I said, you've done some writing. You're a painter. I think some other art. What is it about oil painting that has you so excited right now?
Oh, not right now. I've been painting since I was 14.
Got it.
Which is a long time. I had a great teacher in Ketchikan, and you're right. Right now is an exciting time to be painting because of new discoveries of what's in the forest and how the forest reacts to human presence. It's not alone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's used. I don't want to say abused, but because we all enjoy it. But it's I don't quite know how to explain this. It's there for our enjoyment, and we are so blessed with the Tongass National Forest around us, and we can just venture forth and thrive because of it.
Okay. Let's take a look at another one of your pieces here, if I can pull it up. You want to look at that one or that one?
Let's look at the pigments first.
All right.
I did a series of 10 by 20-inch paintings, and a lot of my pigments I mix from powders from Gruyere paints in the Lower East Side in New York. And behind it is the painting, one of the paintings in the show. And it's an abstract 10 by 20 inch painting where I put in the hemlocks and the cedars, and then I went over it again with masking tape to seal in the color, to make it available, and then painted over it with darker color and then lighter color. And then, of course, put the detail in. But it conveys a geometry to the forest.
Okay.
And as I'm talking, I notice I'm wiggling my shoulders like, oh, let's just walk in there.
That's the voice of Mary Hendricks, and she has a show titled Beyond the Pale opening this Friday. If you're just tuning in at the Jack, and we're here at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon looking at a few of her works. Describe this one physically for our listeners.
Okay. This one is a series. This is from a series called Nursery Trees. Now, in the forest, if there's a blowdown, trees will be naturally reseeded on this blowdown, on this log that's blown down. And out of it comes, in this case, hemlock. And these are hemlock trees that have grown out of a blown down log. The log has since rotted away, so the roots are high in the air, like big spidery roots that seem to walk through the forest. And that's what this is. The bright white is in the center that curls around, and some of the white over on the left hand side of the painting are reflective beads, the kind of which are on highways we see in Alaska that reflect light. So if this painting, for example, were hanging in my studio and a car would come in the driveway and flash on it, I'd see those things just go boing, and the trees would just come into it would just be animated, and the movement itself with the organic shapes and the organic colors, and as I mentioned before, the four different layers of paint in them, and then the detail, that all brings in a lot of surface tension and I hope surface movement.
And what's the size of this piece?
30 by 40 inches.
And how many pieces did you say will be in the show on Friday?
A total of 16. I have three 30 by 40 inch paintings. I have two 20 by 30 inch paintings. And then I have eight paintings that are smaller, 10 by 20 inches or 16 by 20 inches. And I was invited to participate in a show in Anchorage a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now. And the format was 16 by 20. And I'm not used to painting small, so it was a challenge, but it was really fun. So I did several more with that format, and it And I really, really had fun doing it. So I'm including it in the show.
You said you've been painting since you're about 14?
Yes. Do you want to know how many years that is?
No. I mean, if you want to share, you can.
60 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And I haven't had a show in Juneau since the 70s. So I'm just excited for people to see the new stuff.
60 years of painting.
New. What, in oil.
What drives you? What is it about the medium that you love so much?
It's luscious. It's really sumptuous. And it's never ending as far as learning goes. You can't get best at it. You can get better than you thought you were. You think you've reached a plateau and wait, there's something else there, you know, then you just go on and on and on. It's a perfect medium for me.
A lot of this is sounds like it's focused around the Tongass or in inspiration.
The whole show is focused around the Tongass, yes.
Is there something else that you're trying to communicate about the forest itself or in general?
At this point, no more than what the paintings are talking about. Just how they speak to me, how they speak to the viewer. I have a series of paintings that I didn't include in the show because they were of the salmon industry, fish. And I've been doing fish since I worked in the canneries in the 60s, and the condition of the oceans right now to me is paramount, and the acidification and the fish die-offs and the warming, I think, is probably the most important issue of all human history, except that darn asteroid and comets. But anyway, to have a planet that's so covered with pavement and people, we have to start thinking about what's going on. The marine paintings that I did are fish going through the ocean, breaking through shards of plastic, trying to get to their spawning grounds. And they're scattered about Alaska now, the paintings are. And I don't do prints, so they're, all the work is original and is dispersed that way.
All right. That's the voice of Mary Henriksen. Her show, Beyond the Pale, opens this Friday, 4:30 p.m. at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. We have some examples of her work at ktoo.org/JuneauAfternoon. And there you can also find a link to her website to learn more about her. Mary, I've really enjoyed speaking with you today.
Oh, it's been a blast. And it's so nice to be here in the new studios. I just feel so, you know,
yeah,
inviting.
It's a nice space. And remind us, when was the last time you showed in Juneau?
It was in the 70s when I was working on films with Larry Golden and Lyle Hebert many moons ago.
Yeah. Well, it's been great having you on the show. Is there anything we're missing, anything you'd like to add?
I'd like to add that I have a limited number of T-shirts that address the environmental condition. And also I'll have some copies of my book there, too.
All right, Mary, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me here.